Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Corey Cowick, first of all, welcome to Brayhead Clan and to Scotland. Are you pleased the deal has finally been done?
Yes, I'm extremely happy. You're definitely not the first person to say welcome to me. The outpour of welcomes from the fans has been crazy. I can't believe all the messages I've gotten. It definitely makes you that much more excited to start the year.
Have you noticed a sharp intake of followers on your Twitter account as well?
Yeah, I've got quite a few followers there. Actually, my wife was a little upset because I think I gained more followers since I signed than she has total. So she was a little bit not angry, but maybe jealous.
I'm sure that's not the case. Anyway, Corey, tell us about yourself. What attributes do you bring to the lineup?
I think I bring a pretty hard work ethic and a little bit of leadership. I am kind of your not necessarily your unsung kind of player, but I like doing all the little things, finishing every check, blocking shots, stuff like that. I'm a big body who could skate pretty good. I like to get on the forecheck, like to get that forecheck going with some hits, and I can shoot the puck. So I like to think that I'm an all-around player and I can play on any line, on any team. But it's just a big body who likes to get in the forecheck and who can shoot the puck.
So why did coming to the UK seem like an attractive prospect for you now?
I feel like the league's done a lot in the last couple of years to really, brighten itself to North American players heading over. The fact that they have 12 or 13 imports, which is more than most leagues, obviously makes it that much of a better option. And the fact that they have a little bit of a partnership with some schooling as well, makes you think about the league as well. But the league's done such a great job the last couple of years of, just the competitiveness in that league has been crazy. You see a lot more people coming over, and going to a place like Scotland to play, it was definitely a place that I've always kind of wanted to go just to travel to. But to be able to go there and play hockey, it's pretty crazy.
So what are your expectations of the Elite League and of Brayhead Clan?
I'm excited. I'm excited to join an organization that is always competitive. I've talked to a couple guys who are playing there and who have played there. It's one of the teams that I've heard of, even when I wasn't quite an avid follower of the Elite League. And just judging by the support that the fan base has, the organization has to be top notch, or else they wouldn't have that following. The city of Glasgow, I'm excited to kind of immerse myself into that community. I got some big decisions. I'm not sure if I want to be a Celtic fan or a Rangers fan now, but we'll see about that. But no, I'm definitely super excited about that. And the league itself, I've talked to a couple of guys over there, and they say it's a really, really good league. They have a lot of guys coming over there who aren't just going over there to finish their career. They're going over there to go play and continue their careers and, try to keep playing as long as they can. And I've watched a little bit of the game, actually the last playoff game against Fife, and it's good hockey, and I'm excited to be over there and keep improving.
Now, when I spoke to head coach Ryan Finnerty about you, he said that he was giving you the chance to improve your goals and assists. Was that a factor in helping you decide to come to Scotland? Is that something you're keen to improve on personally?
For sure. I think when I was playing major junior hockey, I had a lot of opportunity, and You know, I put up some good points back then. And then when I was drafted and kind of turned pro with the Ottawa Senators organization, I kind of got, you know, labeled into a role player and really didn't get the same amount of opportunities I had in junior. So I'm definitely looking forward to kind of take over that role again and just be kind of given a little bit more opportunity and a little bit more of an offensive role. Because I know it's in there. It just hasn't been able to kind of flourish the last couple of years, giving a limited role. But I'm definitely excited to be able to be leaned on more for an offensive aspect of my game. And I look forward to the challenge.
Now, it's a different move for you compared to what you've been used to in the past, certainly coming to Europe for the first time, never mind coming to Scotland. So does having an open mind help in making a move like this?
I think for sure, yeah. I've been over to Europe. I've never been to the UK yet, but you know, just I'm excited to kind of just see how it is over there. I see the people. Just even I don't have much to relate it to, just a bunch of Twitter messages. But you know, it just seems like such a nice group of people, and I think having an open mind, and I think the biggest thing is going over there and kind of allowing yourself to not necessarily get taken over by the culture, but immerse yourself in it. Don't go over there and, you know, try to live your Canadian life over there. It's just not going to be the same, right? You want to try to take in as much as you can. And I'm definitely excited to see how the culture of Scotland is going to, you know, welcome me and just how it's going to change my life while I'm over there.
Now, you mentioned your wife a little earlier. You're a newly married man, of course. Congratulations to both of you on that. Is your good lady looking forward to the adventure over here as well?
She is, for sure, yes. We actually... We signed the contract during our honeymoon, so I think I'm the first guy to sign a professional hockey league deal in the country of St. Lucia, so that was a pretty funny thing. But we're definitely excited. We just got back yesterday actually from our honeymoon, so we're newly married, we're super excited to go over there, and she's gonna come over with me, and you know, we're just kind of excited to see the differences and just kind of live over there and excited for like a new beginning, a new start, get over there and see Scotland.
And just to finish up, Corey, what are you looking forward to most about coming to Brayhead Clan?
I think I'm looking forward to coming to a great organization with a really good team and just doing what I can to help them get better. You know, I talked to a couple guys on the team, and you know, they were kind of telling me that they have the fans, they have the facilities, they have the organization. The only thing they're missing is that trophy. So I'm looking forward to come over here and hopefully being one of the key parts in getting that trophy to the city of Glasgow and to the Brayhead Clan.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.